Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey guys, we're going to talk about why I'm considering Clubhouse, who should be considering Clubhouse, who it's for, what it is. This is just going to be a little bit of everything today because I know everybody's talking about it, but the question is, should you spend time? Should you invest your energy into this platform? So let's talk about it. I'm here live on Instagram. So if you have any questions, please feel free to post them. All right. So let's talk about what it is. Okay. Clubhouse is an audio app. Okay. There is no video, which is kind of refreshing for those of you that go on video all the time, like me. Hearing that it's only audio is kind of exciting. I'm not going to lie. So it's an audio app and it's kind of like radio. It is not like a podcast in the sense that if you miss it, it's gone, right? So just imagine you're driving the car, you flip the radio on. Tomorrow, you can't go listen to yesterday's radio, right? Whereas a podcast, it's audio, but you can listen to yesterday. You can listen to last week. You can go back a year, right? So that's the biggest difference of why I guess it's like a social media. I wouldn't even call it social media because if you were to think about the podcast, yes, the podcast is there. You're there to teach. You're there to share, but there's no engaging. I don't get to see you, right? Whereas Clubhouse is like you're listening to a live podcast, if that makes sense, right? So it's very different, very unique, which is why I think it actually has a shot at sticking around and competing with some of these other platforms that are out there, okay? Now, one thing you do need to know, it is in beta mode. You need an iPhone to be able to listen, but here's a little tip that I shared yesterday with a client because she's like, I wanna get on it, but I don't have an iPhone. Okay, here's what you can do. First of all, iPhone users, who's an iPhone user out there? How many iPhones do you have at your house? I probably have 4 extras that I'm not personally using, but my children use and, you know, things like that. We use them for extras, or if I want to dual stream, I might pull out one of those cameras. So here's what you can do. Anybody you know that has an extra iPhone that they're not using, you don't need an actual wireless plan on it. You just need to jump on Wi-Fi, which any of us can do. So you can use somebody's old iPhone. You can buy an old iPhone. You could get a cheap iPhone without actually getting, like, I don't know, the minutes or the plan on it and be able to use it. So consider that. Now, also remember, it is in beta right now. So once it's out of beta, I assume you'll be able to use it from all different phones and things like that. Okay. Now, who should consume it? So this is a big question I get. Who should consume it? So I wrote down a bunch of things that if you went on the Clubhouse app, you can see the different topics and things that people are talking about. So let me find this. Relationships, faith, arts, world affairs, tech, life, wellness, sports, hustle, right? There's so many things out there that you could be finding on there to consume. I will tell you that I am not totally in love with the kind of content that is being produced. And it's because it's new and people don't know what they're doing, right? So unfortunately, people in the beginning stages, you're going to hear some not so great speakers. You're going to hear some people that don't know how to prepare content, people that jump on and they're waiting for 6 minutes for other people to jump on. That is not what this is, right? So I will say it is hit or miss, but I have been in some really amazing rooms where I've gotten some things out of it, okay? So if you are looking for something specific, just like you would on a podcast, right? If you are looking for relationship advice, parenting advice, business advice, I think there's going to be amazing content on there for you at some point. Right now, you're kind of weeding through the garbage and you're weeding through, okay, this person's good. This person's bringing value. Okay. They're also a lot smaller. So last night I just did an impromptu one with a few ladies and the people that jumped on, you could pretty much ask us anything and get free coaching, right? So it's a great way to jump into certain rooms with people that have, maybe if you jump on a Facebook Live with them, you're not going to get a chance to really ask a question. I guarantee you that same room is going to be a lot smaller on Clubhouse. Okay. Now, the next question is, when would you listen? How do you make this a part of your day without getting sucked in? So I have heard lots of people say that Clubhouse is super addicting, or I'll jump on Clubhouse and I'm like, wow, some people live on Clubhouse. Every time I jump on, the same people are on, or the same people are spending lots and lots of time on it. Okay. So how can you throw another platform, even if you're just learning and checking it out, how can you throw another platform on your plate without being overwhelmed? So for me, I've been utilizing it as a podcast, right? So think about it. When do you listen to podcasts? Well, for me, it's getting ready in the morning. It might be when I'm working out. It might be driving in the car, when I'm preparing my lunch, when I'm eating my lunch, things like that. Okay. That is when I am jumping on Clubhouse to consume. If you are taking away precious time that you could be building your business, get off of Clubhouse, okay? Please do not go on there on a prime time, you know, 9 in the morning from 9 to 11, and you're going to sit here and binge it. I would not recommend that, especially when 50% of it has not been great content that I've consumed, okay? So what I would say is, I really want you being strategic about when you jump on, so you're not wasting more of your time. Is that making sense, you guys? I really don't want you spending all day long versus getting work done, okay? So that's what I would say with when you should be putting it into your schedule. Just peek, like, just take a listen, okay? Who knows what's going to happen with this platform, okay? So let's talk about that. Who should produce on this platform? This is another question my clients have been asking. Who should be producing? So in my opinion right now, I see online or nationwide type businesses, yes. It's just another way to spread your message, right? If you're a local business owner, if like how would I use this locally? Honestly, I don't see a perk yet for local unless you would have a local following that would be, you could spread the message, let them know you're jumping on, and they would actually join you. And it would be a great way to go deeper with your current local people. Okay. Now, I don't know if it's going to be great for you attracting local people, because when what happens with the algorithm is it might show it to whoever, and it's not going to say, oh, this is for somebody that lives in Dallas, Texas, right? It's just going to put it in front of anybody. So unless you're building a brand, trying to be, you know, become nationally known outside of your local industry, I don't know that you should be producing content yet, okay? But I'm always telling people, get strategic, right? Local podcasts, there are amazing local podcasts. Well, that's the same type of spin that you would take on this app for Clubhouse, okay? So definitely ask yourself, how could I do it, right? If you want to get creative, if you want to go there, I'm not going to spend my time there yet. I always say, yeah, because I never know, right? I'm still beta-ing it myself. So I want you to start to ask yourself and get creative. How would you use this, or how could you use this to get closer or more engaged with your specific clients right now? Okay. So let's talk about building your following on it. Now, I have been specifically deciding, and this actually came from my social media manager, Brianna, which I'm grateful that she suggested this, but she was like, instead of going live yourself, like alone, go find a few friends that you can all cross promote. And instead of you each, you know, you having 100 followers, go find, you know, 3 friends that all have 100 followers. And now you've just quadrupled your reach. Okay. That has been my strategy. So last week, Friday, I went live with Tiffany Lee Bymaster, Mel Abraham, Rachel Perry. Tomorrow, Friday, I'll be going live with Britt Siva, Ali Bjerk, Jill Stanton. So what we're trying to do, or what my strategy has been, is how do I get more bang for my buck, right? And it's also easier. I don't have to come with all this content. I can say to my friends, okay, let's talk about this, and we can have a conversation, right? So tomorrow we're talking about 12 things we are stopping in 2021. So each of us have to come up with 3 things we are stopping tomorrow versus coming up with 12 things we're stopping, right? We each get to contribute, and it's better for the listener because it's more diverse. There's more variety, right? We're hearing from different types of people, personalities, business owners, et cetera. So that is something to consider too. So my strategy has been, how do I get a few people to round up and do this so that we can not only promote each other and the notifications go to all of our people, right? But then also we can promote it on Instagram ahead of time and our Instagram following first could be growing, right? So even if they're like, I'm not a Clubhouse user, but they're like, who's this Stacey girl? That could still help me grow Instagram, but then also be growing Clubhouse as well, okay? When I jumped on my first Clubhouse last week, Friday, I had 100 followers. So that was just from getting on Clubhouse. So reason number one, set up your profile, because just from getting on it, it's going to notify people in your network, hey, they're on it, go follow them and start suggesting you. So 100 people without promoting it, just getting on it. Then I did this live for about an hour. And when I jumped off, I had 200 followers, okay? So doubling my followers in just one live. Now, here is the thing when you have a new platform, you gamble on if this is going to last or not, okay? Is the gamble worth it? Sometimes it's not worth it, right? So I will tell you, one of my friends, I will not say who it was, she said she frequently gets asked, she has hundreds of thousands of followers, and she frequently gets asked, how can I grow my following like yours? And she's like, people want me to have a course on this, but I always tell people, or I don't tell people this, but she said, I don't have a course because the strategy was get on Instagram when it started. And organically, I got all these people and I haven't spent a dollar and I grew so crazy fast. She's like, I can't teach people that 5 years later, right? So after hearing her say that, that has always stuck with me because she didn't know Instagram was going to be big 5 years ago. She gambled on it. She put her time, her energy into it, and it happened to get big. And now she has hundreds of thousands of followers and actual engagement because people are like, Instagram puts her in the algorithm, right? So after hearing that, I realize it is the best time to gamble is in the beginning, right? The best time to gamble is in the beginning because your results will be way easier, faster. You'll get shown more often. The amount of people that are on Clubhouse versus the amount of people producing content on Clubhouse, right? And you guys use this example for every platform that's out there, is always going to be like this many people are doing it and this many people are on it. So think of like Instagram Reels. Reels is having priority right now, okay? Well, there's a lot of people on Instagram, but very few people posting actual Reels. So that's why it's getting priority. So the faster you jump on a trend, the better off it will be for you. You'll have more rewards by doing that, okay? So am I gambling? Yes. But I feel like I'm gambling in a safe way. Let me explain. So let's say Clubhouse completely goes away in 6 months. It's literally shut down. No one's using it. It's a ghost town. Have I wasted once a week jumping on there live and my followers now are gone? Have I wasted it? Okay, let's think about this. What is the strategy? So my strategy, and you guys, there's lots of strategies out there, but this is what I'm doing and why I'm considering it, okay? Let me know in the comments if this is making sense for you guys and if you're getting something out of this, okay? So with that said, my strategy has been collaborations, all right? Now, what I had told you in the beginning was I'm growing my Instagram following because the Clubhouse collaborators, we are all promoting it on Instagram. So even if this goes away, my Instagram could have a great impact from it, okay? Another thing is when you're on Clubhouse, you can't communicate with people except for when you're in that room, okay? But you can, they're connected to Instagram and Twitter. You can DM them later in Instagram, right? Or you could contact them via Twitter, all right? So what I want you to understand is even if Clubhouse goes away, my Instagram is being positively impacted from it, all right? And I am all in on Instagram. You have seen that. You know this is my platform. You know that I love it and I'm here multiple times a day because why? It's working for us. It's building brand awareness. We're getting clients from it. We're getting leads from it. It's working, right? So that is another strategy. So even if it goes away, I'm golden, right? Now, another thing to consider is I've been doing collaborations. So I'm getting to talk to amazing entrepreneurs every single week as I'm setting these up. So if I get to network and talk to a few of tomorrow, I'm talking to three good friends. We haven't discussed, even though we're good friends, we haven't discussed what are you stopping next year? What are you taking off your plate? So I get to sit in on that room, talk to my friends, nitpick, ask questions like, oh, wait, Jill, go deeper. I want to know more about this. Tell me, right? I might not have heard some things. Like, even though we're friends, we're not stalking each other's social media nonstop to hear all the things going on in their world. So I'm still building relationships with those people. And also we're cross promoting. So we're getting people's audiences to check us out as well. So I had somebody last week, which was why I was like, I got to get on Clubhouse. We had somebody DM us that said, oh, I found you on Clubhouse, right? I'm like, okay. The fact that we're getting people on Instagram to find us on Clubhouse, right? That alone is a great strategy. So here's what I want you to consider. If you were to be invited to a networking party, okay, every single month, once a month, there are these parties going down. Let's say I'm hosting them and I'm inviting you and you come and the party's amazing and you're connecting to people and you're building relationships and you're engaging and you might be getting clients from it. You might be, you know, building your dream 100 networks, collaborations, things like that, right? And then 6 months goes by and I've had those parties consistently and you have been coming and you've been loving it and it's been working, okay? And then month seven, I say, unfortunately, you guys, I'm not able to do this anymore. It's over. Okay. Would you regret the last six parties you have gone to where you've networked, you've gotten leads, maybe you've grown your following, you've got a really cool collaboration from it, you've got a client from it? No, you would be grateful for the opportunity of what you had, right? And you'd have to find something new to do to replace the parties, right? So that is the strategy I am considering and using on Clubhouse as I am beta testing the platform, right? The program is in beta test mode, but I am beta testing it if I want to continue, if I see this as a real strategy. And as long as you are doing it in a way that has more strategy than just grow your following, right? Because if you're just there to grow your following, if you're just there to go to 1,000 and 10,000 and 100,000, and that is your only strategy, and Clubhouse goes away in 6 months, right? Or it's just not, let's say it doesn't go away, but it's just like not effective. No one's using it, right? If that happens and you've only been thinking about followers, you will be thoroughly disappointed and you can absolutely guarantee that you have wasted time. But when you use strategy in long-term strategy, how can this not only impact me today, but impact me tomorrow? It's a better use of your time, okay? That is what I want people to see. So when you're watching me jump fast on something and gamble, right? I really, really want you to consider that I have a strategic reason behind it, right? If I do something and you're like, well, that was a flop, that was me experimenting to see, could this work? One of the experiments I want to try is if I just go live without announcing it on Clubhouse, what will that produce for me? Will I get people to jump on? Will I get followers? Will I get new people to see me? Or is it going to be my only following, right? So I'm going to be doing some weird random things because I am in experimental mode, right? My strategy moving forward that I'm considering, you guys, I'm going to tell you this. And in 2 weeks from now, you might be like, what happened to your Clubhouse strategy? And my experiment may have come to an end and I may say not worth it for us, right? Now I typically experiment longer than 2 weeks. So I highly doubt that I'll be done in 2 weeks, but I'm just kind of sharing it in like real time what this looks like. I had a lot of my powerhouse clients yesterday say, tell us about Clubhouse. And I thought this would be a great way to kind of go through it and see. Hi, Lindsay. Yeah. So these are all things I want you to be considering. So my strategy is going to be, as of today, I am going to be doing it at least once a week, hopefully twice a week. It's better to go full force in the beginning than you to have a 6 month strategy because it might be gone in 6 months, right? It might have already flopped in 6 months. So for me, I'd rather put in more time right now and see where it takes me and see if it's working than like a little bit, right? So it's kind of like if you were to try to start to get good on camera, right? And you really wanted to see, you know, you wanted to get good. That was the outcome. And you decided you were going to go live once a month, right? Not a great strategy, right? Not a great strategy at all. If you said, no, I'm going to go live once a week, I would still say it's going to take you a lot longer than just starting to be on camera daily, right? Doing a 30-day live challenge for yourself going on camera, you are going to get so good in 30 days. So good. If you did it once a month, that would take you 3 years, right? If even if you had to do it once a week, you're talking months, right? So the more the frequency of what you do is the better, how much better you're going to get, okay? Okay, I love it. Shop Big City Kid says, where else could I possibly get 5 minutes to talk to Tony Robbins and possibly pitch my business experts in their fields? I'm loving it so far. I love it. Okay, what is the strategy to get off the wait list? Okay, the strategy, I mean, so first of all, I didn't know what it was in the beginning. So I just went on and all of a sudden my friend messaged me and saw that I did it and invited me. So the strategy is constantly talk on social media or to your network, your friends, and say, who's got an invite for me? Like, who can I grab an invite from? Because if they invite you, right? If they, I don't know how that works yet, but they get a certain amount of invites, right? But once they're gone, I don't know if they're replenished or not, but maybe somebody in your network is like, yeah, I have an invite. Here you go. So you have to just keep trying to figure that out, is who can you get? I have heard like people buying invites. I probably would not be doing that. Not unless you're, and here's the thing. You wouldn't need to. You've got somebody. There's somebody in your network that's got to have an invite. You just got to ask. You've got to put yourself out there. Have you posted on social? I'm trying to get on Clubhouse. Who is an invite that they could, you know, let me use? Please DM me, right? Let people know. Okay. And I think Megan said she's testing it as well, doing a 4-week experiment. Yeah. I would say give yourself some time and see what happens. One of the things that I'm doing right now is I am tracking my day. I want to know daily what my count is at, because what you measure increases, right? So if I want it to increase, I want to be tracking it. So I'm tracking that. I'm keeping an eye on it. And then, the other thing is, how do I continue to go outside of my network? If you were to find 3 BFFs, right? And you jumped on it with them and you're like, we're going to do this every week together. That's great, but you're hitting the same audience over and over and over. So I'm trying to mix it up a little bit, right? With different types or different groups of people, right? So asking different people in different circles to, again, expand your audience, expand your reach. Now, would I go back to somebody? Like, would I go back to 3 of my friends from last week and do it again? Yes. I just wouldn't do the 4 of us. I might be like, hey, Mel, let's go find 2 other people and do it again. Hey, Tiffany, right? That's what I would do that way. But I probably wouldn't keep using the same people over and over. So that's, again, something to consider. And I would probably always do a minimum of 4, because it was fine for us to talk for an hour. And I want to make sure that I'm quadrupling my reach. Now, would I do it with 10? Maybe, but that'll be a great strategy for growing your followers. But what it won't be a great strategy for is probably getting people to actually like know, like, and trust you, because you have less time to talk. So when somebody is doing a massive room with like 100 people, right? You see people doing these strategies, you've got 100 people on there. That's very little exposure. You might get people to like click on it and follow you, but I'm probably not even going to hear you talk when I jump on for 30 minutes, right? So I'm hearing a very select few people. So there are pros and cons. The question is, what is your intention with it, right? What are you trying to do in that moment with it? If I was like, you know what, follower boost, I would probably message like 10 friends right now and say, okay, let's just do this to get some followers, right? Let's do this to do this. We'll each only get to talk for like 3 minutes. But we could even put on the clock, like, here's when you're going. We could easily strategize this. Okay. So I've shared with you who it's for, how I'm going to use it, my plan, my strategy moving forward. So if you just jumped on, definitely go back and watch. And let's ride the wave together and let's see what happens. And if you're like, you know what, I'm kind of like to sit back and watch for a little bit, and when it takes off, I'll jump on. You go for it. But the problem with that strategy is when it takes off, everybody jumps on, right? So when everybody jumps on, it's just harder to grow your following. You've lost that like initial boost, right? Or burst. So it's up to you. You do you. I'm going to do me. This is my strategy. And if anybody wants to swipe it, you go for it. Okay. Now, if you didn't hear on Monday, first of all, I should say tomorrow, Friday, noon central, I'm going to be going live with Jill Stanton, Ali B. Yerk, Britt Siva. And we're talking about 12 things we are stopping for 2021, all high level. We are all 7-figure business owners. And we're each going to be sharing 3 strategies or things we are getting off our plate or delegating or things like that, that might really help you guys. Then on Monday, I am doing a live 5-day bootcamp. It is all about driving more traffic, 10 free or low cost ways to drive more traffic. So if you don't have a budget, right? This is going to be for you. It is a $17 5-day event. You will be there's going to be a coach dedicated to you through there. I'm going to be there live every single day. And then with that said, the videos will stay up to the following Tuesday. So if you can't make it there live with us, you can always watch the replays. You can binge it over the weekend. You've got time to catch up and you've got lots of time to get live coaching from me and from my team in this group. So you guys go to stacytuschel.com/traffic. And again, it's 10 free or low cost ways to drive more traffic in 2021, all up to date, relevant strategies at work now. This is not repurposed content. This is like, what are we saying this week? Where should we be heading? So all of that is going to be in there. Thank you, Megan. She says, I highly recommend it. It is so good and worth so much more. Yes, we could sell this thing for probably like $200. It is a $17 5-day live event with us kicking off Monday, January 18th. Go to stacytuschel.com/traffic. And then maybe I'll see some of you guys on Clubhouse tomorrow or in the future. My handle over there is just @StacyTuschel. So I cannot wait to see you in one of those rooms. All right. Bye, everyone. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day bootcamp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Bootcamp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytuschel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live bootcamp starting on the 1st.